Hello. Oh yeah. Hi, Mr. Daniel. This is James. Yes, correct.
Yep. Sorry, me on cringe, so I should be able to be.
No problem. Oh, no problem. This is my work. And have you come back to your home?
Yeah, I'm at home now.
All right. Well, at the moment, when you hang up on me, I have checked and I have got to know like how your personal informations are getting exposed to these persons. It was an intentional attempt of hacking which has been taking place. Actually, these people, they are hackers and they have hacked your internet. And once they have hacked your internet, whatever the online activities, whatever the online you are doing over the internet, all of these things are simply getting exposed to these people. Suppose suppose you are doing email things, online shopping things, online banking things, whatever the things you are doing over the internet, these people
I haven't done any online purchases in ages. There must be other people doing that on my card because I haven't made any purchases since probably last year or the year before.
No worries. I will check each and everything and I will put a security on it so that in future no one can be able to use it without your permission. You do one thing first. Just try to be in front of your computer or the laptop, whatever the device you have got.
I'm running by Nokia Android phone.
Okay, Nokia Android phone, lovely. And apart from that cell phone, don't you have any like compatible devices like computer, laptop? I will suggest your mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you also have got a laptop.
Yeah, I do, but I've never made the online purchases then.
No problem. Just make sure that both of the devices have got the access to the same internet.
I do. They're both on the same Wi-Fi.
Alright. Then you can use your laptop. No problem. There is no problem.
That's good then.
Okay. Just once you're done, just knock me once. That yes, James, I am in front of my laptop at the moment. Like, have you ever shared your Wi-Fi password to anyone with your friends or family members?
The only
people who got my password is the people that reached me. Okay. All right. Well, I will check each and everything for you.
Thank you.
No problem. No need to say thanks. You're like my, you're like my father. And to be
I had no idea that I was even hacked.
Yeah, well, I have no idea like how long it was happening to you. Well, I will check. I will check each and everything, and I will try to put a security on it that how long it was happening to you. You haven't received any notifications or anything like that from your bank regarding this fraud thing?
No, I haven't got any notifications from my bank at all.
Okay.
Normally they would get me a notification, but no, nothing.
Well, at the moment, even the payment has been tried to be taken out from your account. Our team have make a hold on it when they have found it fraudulent. Because, to be very honest, $299, yes, it is a large amount. And I don't want you to pay, or no one can be, like, no one wants you to pay that kind of money. It was your hard-earned money. And
that's
these people, yeah. And these people, they are trying to steal it, which is not legal. Like, they
that's
don't...
Terrible.
Yeah, these people, like, they don't have humanity, right? Anyway, it's my promise to you that no one can take it. No one can take a single cent from your account.
No, thank you.
All right. So, have you, like, have you turned on your laptop?
I just need to turn it on. I haven't used it in a while.
Okay, all right. Just try to turn it on. Just it would take few times if you have not used it from a long time.
Power plug on, and it should be able to work.
Okay.
One moment.
Take a sweet and lovely time, sir. No problem.
Plug you into the laptop. Turn you into the power plug. Just turn it on now.
Okay. Is the laptop is completely turned on, or it's like
loading? No, completely on now. Give me my password.
Okay, just put on your password and just try to turn it on. Just unlock it.
Okay.
Okay, just take your sweet time. No need to be hurry. We both have to be patient.
Okay.
At the moment, go ahead, sorry.
The laptop turned on.
Okay, the laptop is turned on. And at the moment, I do believe that you're talking to me in your cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, and apart from this cell phone, do you have any landline or any telephone?
No, I don't.
Okay, so the only device which you have got, it's your cell phone, right?
Yeah, that's right. My cell phone and my laptop.
Okay, you have turned on your laptop. Lovely. Now, in your laptop, what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to connect your laptop to the secure server of eBay, right? So that whatever the hacking or whatever the fraudulent things are been going around, we will detect it and put a security on it. So look on the left hand side, bottom, in your left keyboard, do you see a CTRL key on the left hand side, bottom corner?
Oh, you mean CTRL, yes?
CTRL, yeah, the control key.
And just
right next to the control key, do you see FN key, the function key?
Yes.
And just right next to the FN, Do you see four flags windows key?
Yes, I do. With a circle around it?
Yeah, with a circle around it. Lovely, you have got
yes.
it. Now just press the windows key and hold it down. Press and hold it down. And with the help of your another finger, press letter R. R as in Romeo. Windows
yep.
key along with letter R.
Yep, now Doc says, type your name or other program hidden, I mean folder, document or internet.
Lovely, yes, you have got it. Now on that panel, there would be a white long search panel where you can type something. Just type in over
yes.
there, www, 3W.
So what do you mean to write, sorry?
Alright, type in over there, www, 3W.
www, yep.
Yeah, then give a dot, like a period.
Yep.
Then type letter A as in apple, letter A.
Yep.
Then type letter N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yep.
Then type letter Y, Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then type letter D, D as in doctor, letter D.
Yep.
Then type letter E, E as in Edward, letter E.
Yep.
Then type letter S, S as in Sam.
Yep.
Then type letter K, K as in kingdom.
Yep.
It would be A N Y D E S K. Right.
Yep.
Give a dot, like a period.
Yep.
Then C O M, com, Charlie Oscar Mother.
Yep.
Now hit the enter key from your keyboard. Hit
and
the enter.
Sorry, .com.au or just .com?
Yeah, yeah, it would be www.anydesk.com. That's it.
Okay. So just put OK?
Yeah, hit the enter, enter key from your keyboard. Enter.
Yep, let's do that. Now send me out to a screen.
Uh-huh.
Support now.
Support now, alright. Lovely. Do you see access now and just below it, do you see an orange color box where it says download now?
Yep. So click that?
Yeah, give a click on download now.
Okay.
And once you give a click on download now, just focus in your screen, in your computer, in your laptop screen, on the top you will got to see an option called anydesk.exe.
I don't have that. It's got Windows, Mac OS, Mac 5, whatever, Android, iOS, UN, US, 3, BS, Raspberry, whatever, and Chrome, something.
Okay. Alright. Look, do you see any file has been downloaded in your computer? Any option called?
Yeah, it says download, open the file.
Open file, yes. Just give a click on it and open it.
Address.
Address, right. Do you see there would be 9-digit numbers over there?
That's 66596.
Okay, just wait for a second.
Alright.
Give me a second, and I want you to write down those numbers in a piece of a paper. These are the security numbers which we have generated for you. Just write it down in a pen. Just write it down in a piece of a paper. All right. All right, so have you write down the numbers in a piece of a paper?
Not yet. I'm just getting up.
Take your time.
So you want me to write down the same address?
Yes, write down the numbers, the 9-digit numbers, in a piece of a paper. All right, once you just write it down, just do let me know.
Yes, I'm writing it down.
All right, now just confirm me the numbers.
596.
596, uh-huh.
924.
925.
No, 924.
935.
No, 596.
Uh-huh.
924.
Oh, 924, okay.
And then 616.
616, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. But let me just cross check it. It's 596 924 616. Am I
That's correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Lovely. Now just look, just right next to the numbers. Do you see a small lock sign just right next to the numbers?
Yes.
Okay, just simply give a click on that lock sign. Now at the moment,
password, I don't know what password to do.
All right. Now look, what we are going to do is over here, we are going to set the unattended password against the hackers so that they won't be able to use your information anymore. So the password will be secure, all would be in lowercase. Type in a small letter S as in Sam.
Yep.
Then a small letter E as in Edward. Then a small letter C as in Charles. It would be the password will be secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, secure.
So you mean to write that word?
Yeah, just write down the word in the password.
C-E-C-U-R-E, and then again?
Then 3, 2, 1.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Yes. And then confirm the password. Yeah. Then just type in the same password in the confirm password panel. Secure 321.
Missing file.
Sorry, come again.
There's not a problem after the password. Permission file, front file.
Permission, no, just hit on apply. Once you just put down the password over there, hit on apply.
Just push apply.
Apply, yes, hit on apply.
Okay.
And once you hit on apply, you will got to see an interactive access page will came up, right?
Yes, that on the top.
Alright, yeah, do you see any option called always so, incoming session request? And only so incoming session request if any desk windows is open. And the third one would be never so incoming session request. Give a click on it, the third one.
Never so incoming session request?
Yes, never so incoming session request. Lovely. Now just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check. Let me just go ahead. At the meantime, if you will got to see any option called allow access, you need to give a click on allow access. Right. I'm going to give a click on allow access.
Okay.
And once you give a click on allow access. Okay. Now look on the top. Do you see any option called new session? Give a click on it. On the left hand side top corner where you can see settings. Give a click on install any desk.
It's now clicked back to the beginning.
Okay, from the beginning, yes, that's correct. Give a click on install any desk. If you can see any option, the orange color box, install any desk, give a click on it. No, not over there, not over there. Just give me a second. Now, do you see over there in your screen any option came up called install any desk, what's new in any desk 7.1 discovery? So just simply give us a
call. Install any desk.
All right, give a click on install and accept and install on the bottom.
Okay.
Accept and install, lovely. Give a click on yes. If you will got to see any option, yes, give a click on it. Install, yes. If you will got to see any option called install, give a click on it. All right. Now just bear with me. Let me just go ahead and check, like, is the security is successfully get connected with you or not?
You should be. Connection up on the computer.
Yeah, you have done all the correct things. So. At the meantime, once I will activate the security, you will got to see a back screen in your computer. So if you will got to see,
all right,
successfully, yeah, you are successfully got connected with the secure server of eBay. Now the security is installing. If you will got to see any notification came up, do let me know that. Yeah.
Nothing at the moment. It's still black.
It's still black. No problem. Once you will see the security option or any option like that, do let me know. I guess like the computer or the Wi-Fi which you are using, it's running a little bit slow.
It's not very strong really.
No problem. Okay. So is there any option called eBay secure server connected?
Yes. eBay secure server connected.
Alright, so you are successfully got connected with the secure server of eBay. Now whatever the conversation or whatever the thing we will do here, all the things will be gonna record it for the quality and training purposes, so that in future if anything will be gonna wrong with you, you should we would take a legal action against it. Right. Lovely. Now just give me a second, let me just go ahead and check each and everything for you. Right. So it's gone back again. No problem. No need to be worried about it. It's like the computer screen is completely black of yours.
Yes, it's gone to just off, so it's not off.
Okay. No problem. You have come back to your normal home screen, right? Well, the server have got an update from the server. We have got an update that there are 25 hackers who are connected with you, like with your internet, 25 hackers. And these people, they are located in like any somewhere, they are not located in Australia. These are the foreign people, these are the foreign hackers who have hacked your internet. And once they have break down the security layers of your internet, they have gone into your devices and they have tried to steal all of your information, like whatever the things you are doing over the internet. This is how your personal information has been getting exposed to these people, and this is how, like, these people, they are misusing it. They are using your information on the different platforms to buy something, to purchase something illegal in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization, which is not legal in Australia. Now, at the moment, I just want to let you know, I just want to tell me, and I want you to be very honest with me. Have you ever shared any of your personal and financial things to anyone?
I might have done, but I can't remember who it was.
Okay, did they belong from U.S. Mountain View, California?
That's the thing about it. I've been trying to get money out of my account, but I thought that she was giving me money, but it's obviously she's getting money out of me.
Oh. They are your family members?
No, they're just someone that is making like a sugar mummy. I don't know. It's actually a sugar mummy from California.
Okay, well, I would check that. Now, I just want you to let me know that what are the things and what are the activities you do over the internet? Like, have you ever used your internet for any kinds of, you know, illegal, or have you ever visited any hackings or any corrupted pages which will allow people to get into your, you know, devices?
No, not yet, I think.
Okay. Well, we have gotten a bit from the server that you don't have enough charge in your laptop. So could you please try to plug in your laptop to the charges?
Yeah.
Like, we have got an update that you don't have enough charge. So I just want you to plug in your charger so that, like, while having the work, it won't, like, you know, like, it won't turn on.
I don't know what the percentage I've got, but it tells me it's an hour and something before it's fully charged.
Okay. Anyways, no problem. If the laptop got turned off, it will work in your cell phone. Like, both of the devices has got the access to the same internet. Right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Anyways, now, do you, like, check statements? Have you ever registered yourself on eBay before?
I've had purchases many of things on eBay, but not, like, a serious amount of stuff or expensive items like that. I've only got, like, small items. I have never bought anything large, really.
Okay. So, at the moment, let me just go ahead and try to secure your eBay account as well. Could you please just try to log in into your eBay account? And have you plugged in your charger in your laptop?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you have plugins, right?
Yes, I've got a PlayStation.
Alright, so is your laptop is charging?
Yes, it shows the power.
Okay, alright then, no problem. So just open up the Microsoft Edge or whatever the browser you have got in your laptop. Just simply open it.
If I can remember my password,
In your laptop, like, just simply.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, you have forgot the password of your eBay account.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Hold on for 1 second.
Yes, you can take your sweet time, no problem. I'm holding the line for you.
Hopefully, if I don't hang up, would you not ring me back?
Yes, once the line got disconnected, no need to be worried about it. We would give you a call back again.
Oh, well, that's all right. My person that was calling me hangs up anyway.
Okay, all right.
And they brought back their main page of the new version or remote desktop software for Windows.
Okay, you can just close that page.
Okay.
Just close it. Look on the top, there would be an X sign. Just give a click on it and close it. Okay. Now just open up the browser and just search for eBay.
Okay, I'm not in my office. Remember, I think if I wrote and written down the password in my book, then I'll be...
Okay, alright. If you have write down your password somewhere, you can just try to find it, or if you have forgot it, no, there is nothing to be worried about it. I'm here to help you to recover your password.
I don't have eBay password on here.
Okay, you can do one thing. Let's just skip the eBay one. Let's just go ahead and check actually that how much your information has been corrupted and compromised by these fraud people. Let's just go ahead and check that first.
Right. So, what do you want to write now?
All right. Let's just skip the eBay one. First, let's just go ahead and check how much your information has been corrupted and compromised by these people so that we can go ahead and put a security on it. So you do one thing, and do you see a search bar in your computer, like where you can type something, and then
yes.
You can just simply search for it. Yeah, lovely. Just type in over there, letter V as in Victor, letter V.
V, yes.
Then type letter A as in Apple, letter A, after V.
Yep.
Then type letter L as in Lima, letter L.
Yep.
Then type letter I as in indigo, letter I.
Yep.
Then type letter D as in doctor, letter D.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then type letter A as in apple, letter A.
Mm-hmm.
Then type letter T as in Tom, letter T.
Yep.
Then type letter O as in Oscar, letter O.
Mm-hmm.
Then type letter R as in Romeo, letter R.
Yep.
It would be validator. Am I correct?
Yep. So that's validator?
Validator, yeah. Give a click on search. Now, before I just go further, let me just try to explain you about the validator. Well, this page has been generated by the government of Australia. So, whenever we found any hacking activities with the victims, we just take the victims to this particular webpage to check the mark of validity of the like web or documents, whatever the things has been corrupted and compromised. So, do you see any option over there where it says the W3C mark of validation service?
W3C mark validation, yes.
Alright, and just below that, do you see, like, the web mark of validation service, this validator checks the mark of validity of web documents in HTML, XHTML, SMIL, MathML, etc. Do you see that?
Yes. Click on that?
Yeah, just simply give a click on the W3C mark validation service.
Okay.
Take your time.
Sarah, are you there?
Hey, yes, I'm still here.
That's good. Sorry, I just had to talk about something.
Okay. All right, no problem. Just make sure that you have not disclosed the things which we are doing over here, because we are
talking about what we're doing.
Yeah. Sorry, come again, sir?
I said I never said anything about what we are doing.
All right, yes. Just because of the hackers are connected with your agency, so if they will be going to know about the things, they will be going to, you know, they will be going to very smart and very clever. So,
that's right. No, that's
what happened.
That's my girlfriend's mum.
Okay. Well,
I'm on where it says address. What do I write? How did I document online?
All right. Well, at the moment, we are going to check each and everything, whatever the things you do over the internet. First, I just want to know that have you ever used your internet for the receiving and sending emails things? Do you do email things with the help of your internet? Okay, so sometimes you do email things with the help of your internet, right?
I don't help with other people, not myself. I'm sent online what to do with emails.
Okay. So let's just check your email, whether its email is safe or not. So just on that address panel, type in www.
Www.
Yeah, there would be 3 W, then put a dot.
Dot yes.
Then type your email. Write down your email. Right. Type in www, then put down your email, then com. At first, type in www. Okay. www dot. Give a dot.
Yeah, and I got 3 W's in it.
Now, just after com, put a dot.
Yep.
When you have type in com, then after com, put a dot. Then AU.
Yep.
Then give a click on check. And do let me know what are the positive results you can see. If you will got to see any options like safe and secure, then there is everything okay. There is nothing to be worried about it. Or if you will got to see any options like as errors, notifications, like errors or anything like that, do let me know.
It says this document can't be checked.
This document can't be checked. Okay, it means like, is there any errors blocking validation? Something like that?
It says that, yes, but it doesn't show me, just shows me jump through errors and blocking validation.
Oh, alright. Let me just try to explain you about these errors. It means right now your email has been beast and it was under the control of those fraud people who are using it. Well, these people, they are monitoring your email address. They are keep using your email address for their own illegal purpose on the different platforms. So that is why you don't see any like positive options like that. You see, sorry, document cannot be checked. Error blocking validation. In that case, we have to go and start a security scan for your email to remove all the errors and whatever the hacking things has been going around. Come a page back. Come a page back.
Like, pardon?
Come a page back. We have checked your email.
Okay.
And we have found that your email is not safe. And where you have write down your email address, just make that panel empty and type in over there www.onlineshopping, or you can type in www.ebay.com.
So which one do you rather me do, online shopping or eBay?
You can just check the eBay one, E-B-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
www.ebay.com. And then
dot .au, yes.
Okay.
You will click on
so
check.
Now put, okay.
Check. And do let me know what can you see over there. You see the same errors.
Showing up now saying validator stop. Something now it's got error information on stuff.
Okay, like do you see the same error this time or this time this is the different one?
It's showing me a lot more on here.
Okay, like what are the things you can see over there? Can you please read it back to me?
Error one, thank you. In an unprocessed start. Possible causes adjunct money never on a URL series being in a uncoded and digit value.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what it says, but it's oversell content and something, I don't know.
Okay, well, you see something like error and info, so we can assume
there's a lot of info.
A lot of info. Info stands for the information. Like whatever the information of your has been saved on your eBay account, like as your name, your number, your billing address, your banking details, your card information. Whatever the things you have registered in your eBay account, it stands for info. So you see something over there that info has no effect and interacts badly with encoded attribute values. So it means these people, they have affect your information. So these people, they have badly corrupted and badly trying to use your information on the, you know, like, for the illegal activities. Just scroll the page, come to the bottom of the page and do let me know how many in numbers, how many totals you can see the errors and info things. Like it was 10, 12, 13.
I can tell you it's going to be a shitload more, sorry for the language, but the tiny little square thing on the scroll page, but I'll go faster down the bottom and I can tell you on how much naturally.
Alright, so go to the bottom. Come to the bottom and check, just to let me know how many numbers total.
That'll be so many.
Oh.
Yeah, can you see that?
I'm sorry?
Can you see that on my screen?
No, I won't be able to see your screen, sir, actually.
Oh. There's a total of 632.
532?
600.
Oh.
No, sorry, 642.
642, oh my Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. It means...
And the right at the bottom says fatal error.
Fatal error is... this is a more dangerous even. Oh.
Yes, you cannot recover after last error and the further errors will be ignored.
Oh my god, so fatal error, actually the boss of these errors, you know, like you can like understand the fatal error cannot recover after the last error. Let me just try to explain you the like this one. So you can see over there 642 errors, warning things which has been coming up from your eBay account. It means like these people, they have tried to break down the security layers of your eBay account 642 times. And I have mostly expected that your banking was also not going to be safe. No problem.
No.
Let's just go ahead and check your bank as well, that is your bank is safe or not. Just come a page back. We have to go ahead and start the security scan for your eBay as well. Let me just make a note of it at 642. Now just where you have type in eBay, just make that panel empty and type in over there www. Type the name of your bank. And once you type the name of your bank, give a .com.au.
How do you do Commonwealth Bank? Is that one word?
All in one word, yes.
Okay. Now, www.commonwealthbank.com.au.
Yes.
And now check.
Give a click on check, yes. And let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Something called
unlock on email with my Commonwealth Bank. Element is missing one of the following activities.
Okay, so you see
something from base metal something.
I'm sorry, come again, what was that?
The name of the place thing is called Metadarkan then. Please Karadma Lepti or something.
Okay. It says something like error.
Yeah, error.
Errors. And you see the info as well?
Is that the one that's highlighted?
Info, yes. The highlighted one.
That's Sunday keywords, whatever. I don't know what that means, but that's
okay. You just do one thing, come to the bottom and just to let me know how many numbers of errors and like the warning things you can see over there.
I'm doing total, there's only 94 in total.
94. Okay, so
yeah.
This one is 94 and the last time your eBay was 642. And the email of yours is also not saved. So you can see the errors has came from your bank as well. So it means the people, whoever they are, they have got compromised with your bank. That is how they are charging.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, apart from this Commonwealth Bank, do you do you deal with any another bank, or this is the only bank which you deal with?
I think it's Bendigo, and I used to bank with NAB, and I've got Bendigo now, from my normal bank.
Alright, so you have got a Bendigo bank as well. Check the Bendigo bank as well. Whether is it safe or like it has also corrupted and compromised.
Okay.
Come a page back.
Alright,
well.
Yeah.
Make sure that like the info or whatever the things you're doing over here, you're doing it correctly. Just check it once.
No, it can't be called that.
on when he goes back to me. He wrote me twice. What is that? He's a friendly very kind. Put on that.
Alright, lovely. Give a click on check. And let's
no,
see.
No, there's nothing on that one. This sorry document cannot be checked.
It says, sorry, this document cannot be checked. I guess you have to
make
a check. Just make sure that www. Like the W which you have. It would be 3W, right?
Yes, 3W. www.
Alright, just make erase each and everything. Erase the www as well.
Yes, www.
Erase it.
Am I sorry? Yep.
So let's just do it from the beginning. Type in www. Then give a dot. Then Wendigo. Wendigo Bank all together, then give a dot, then com.au. Now give a click on check. Now just do it. Yes, just check it once that how many errors and warnings you can see over there.
There's 79 on my bank card, on my Bendigo bank card.
It's 79. Okay, so you do the online banking with the Bendigo Bank, right?
Yes.
Okay, you have checked it and you have got to know the 79 times these people, they have tried to get compromised with your Wendigo Bank. No worries.
Yes.
Now, just close that page. Let me just go ahead and have a conversation with my anti-fraud department team for your security purpose. Till then,
yes.
I'm just going ahead and going to start a security scan into your laptop to remove
mm-hmm.
the like viruses or whatever the... like corrupted things has been downloaded. At the meantime, you to see?
Yes, sorry, my computer's been going back again.
No problem. At the meantime, if you got to see any security scan came on, do let me know.
Okay. Yes, that'll be all.
All right.
Assuming, CPU security scan, I think.
Okay, it's CPU security scan has been running in your computer, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just go ahead and try to activate the Wi-Fi scan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and have a conversation with my team. Within a second, I'll be right back to you, sir.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for holding the line, Mr. Daniel. I just have a word. Right. Well, I just have a word with my anti-fraud department team regarding your
mm-hmm.
security purpose. You do one thing first, as we have got to know that a lot of errors and a lot of warning has been came up from your bank. At first,
mm-hmm.
as you do one thing, just minimize the security scan. Don't close it. Just minimize it.
Okay. Yeah.
On the top, there would be a minus sign. Just minimize
okay.
it.
Yep.
Now, on the top, there would be a plus sign. Give a click on the plus
yep.
sign. Open up a new tab.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just type the name of your bank over here in which you do the online banking. Just log in into your bank and check all of your statements without giving me any of your personal and financial things. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just log in into your bank and check all of your statements one by one.
Mm-hmm.
If you will got to see any illegal things or any illegal payments which has been tried to be made and attempted which you're not aware, just to let me know that, yes, James, I can see few like things over here. Make sure that you're using your computer because this computer has been connected with the secure server. Whoever the people they are, they won't be able to get any of your information. Or if you have any problem, just ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
The screen is gone.
Oh. Like your screen is gone black?
No, I'm rolling you on. I think about that.
Okay, if you have forgot your password, you can just reset it.
Yeah, I'm just having to do my password.
Okay. If you need my help, you can just simply ask me that, yes, James, I need your help. What I need to do now?
Yeah, I just wanted to, a new password. Not remember the password for the online thing.
All right. Do you know how to reset the password?
Password reset function.
Yes, that's correct. Just give a click on forget password and there would be an option came up like as access ID. Just put down your access ID over there and put down the date of birth. The Windigo Bank required the date of birth. Then it would ask you for your telephone or the mobile phone number which you have got.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Then just simply give a click on submit. And once you give a click on submit, I guess you would got a OTP message in your cell phone. The confirmation. Yeah, verification. Yeah, just check in your cell phone. Just check in your cell phone. You have got a verification message. There would be 6-digit numbers. Just simply put down the numbers over there. You would get it on the text message.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Give a click on submit, yes. Yeah. Now just put down your new password, whatever the password you wanna save. Just choose it. And the password would be the first letter would be in the uppercase, it would be on capital letters, and the rest of the words would be in small letters. And then you can choose a number as well, and just check the password that you have make the right thing or not. You can set the password as your name, or your surname, or your middle name, whatever you want, because you would remember your name. And once you put down the password, just check it once. Have you done, sir?
I'm just trying to work it with the hospital there. I'm just getting the email. Reset my password now. So now password has been set successfully.
Okay, lovely. Now give a click on return to banking login. Just give a click on return to banking login. Then just try to log in. Yes. Give a click on next. If you have put down your access ID. Now just type down the password, the new password which you have created. Once you get into your account, just check. Okay, you have successfully get login into your bank, right? Lovely. Now check all of your statements one by one. If you will got to see any illegal, or if you will got to see any illegal or unwanted things over there, do let me know. That yes, you can see few things over here which I am not aware of it.
Okay, Yeah, did that. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm
still here. This sounds very quiet.
Okay. Okay, there is something over there which you're not aware of it, right?
$9,
okay. Alright, you do one thing. Now just, we have got an update from the from the server that your banking was not safe. We are getting an update. So you just try to log out from this bank. The people who have got the access to your banking information, they're trying to breaking down on it. So you just try to log out from this bank. And apart from this bank, you do have which bank it was? It was a Commonwealth, which you have checked. Do you do any online banking with your Commonwealth Bank? Like, have you ever checked your statements online?
This is why I put my Commonwealth is on my phone.
Okay. Like, you have not done any online banking with your Commonwealth, right?
No.
Okay. And do you remember, like, the funds which you have got in your Commonwealth? Do you have any rough idea that, yes, James, I have got, it was around $10,000, above $10,000, below $10,000, so that we can simply go ahead and put a security on it so that whoever the people they are, they won't be able to take a single cent from your account.
Okay. No, I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem, sir. You just do one thing, close your banking page, close this one, the Wendigo one which you have got. Just close it. We are going to activate
it. There's no internet, so that's probably what's happening. Then I'll be able to get into it.
Okay. Actually, I'm not getting your voice.
Sorry, are you there still? You still there? You still there?